Thank you. all started last year, about 11 months ago, after we finished the first cantata, which I trust was a success. And so there was thoughts about a second one. And the occasion is wonderful to honor another individual from Harvard Divinity School, Paul McKesson. And I think, for me, the most wonderful part was asking Homer to choose the text, not expecting what it would be. I knew it would be New Testament, but when he came back with Romans 8:31-39, and I looked at it, and it was a challenge at first, but the more I worked with it, the more wonderful strength, and the strength of the message in the text is just astounding. And I would hope could say a word or two about the text. It's terribly meaningful to me. It's become very special to me. And I thank you for this opportunity to set to music, because it's been a wonderful experience for me. The overall positive message with the addition of that fourth movement there of the whipping in the cello, which I think Michael did well, that also was startling in its context. So I had a lot of fun with the text. Thank you very much for the honor of being able to work with that text. Which I
start wars in order to enhance national power and pride. not to speak of the very evident fact that we are all human beings threatened by misfortune, disease, and eventually by death. The Apostle Paul is a realist. He saw life as threatened by powers beyond human control. He saw even all creation longing for wholeness and salvation. Whatever these powers, man-made or beyond human control, what is there that can save us, make us whole, confident, hopeful, and joyful? For Paul, there's only one thing, and that is the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing else. The love of God that is in Christ Jesus, revealed through God's giving the Son who died for all human beings. Nothing is said here about virtue, nothing is said about morality, nothing is said about law and judgment, or about power and strength. All that is said here is about God's love. What can we embrace to strengthen our lives so that we can be free from fearing the powers of chaos and death? It is not national power and armies, not morality and virtue, not family values, not even advanced medical research. There is only the love of God. It is not a sentimental inclination of the divine, but it is God's act in the giving of the Son into a chaotic world. It is God's own dangerous adventure to demonstrate that love is the only force that can liberate from the powers of chaos, the only force that can overcome fear. If God is for us, who will be against us? The very center of God's love is Christ, whom God gave up for us. Only love can fight the powers of chaos. Thus love must become our own dangerous adventure to combat the threatening and overwhelming powers of chaos. Loving each other and loving others in spite of their different sexual, political, and religious orientation. Only in this way can we be sure that we are able to fight the powers of chaos and be secure in Christ Jesus, embracing each other and welcoming all others into the love of God and Christ. If we stay in this love, nothing can separate us from the God whose action is love. Thank you all very much.